So I have to say, I loved what Galit taught this morning. I thought it was very powerful because she also modeled something so essentially important and so basic to what it means to be a Jewish in the world. She struggled with the text. She didn't just accept it at face value. She questioned it. That's the essence of what it means to be Jewish. Not to simply accept it, but to question it. And what did you struggle with, Galit? You struggled with the idea that how could Noach seemingly have failed in so many ways? How is it that he didn't try harder to save more innocent lives? How is it that he didn't stand up for justice more? Those kind of questions are music to my ears, as I'm sure it is to all of our ears, that those are the questions we want our next generations to be asking. It's very interesting when you think about the whole archetype of Noach. When you think about how he is presented in popular culture, it's almost ironic, isn't it? He's this kind of lovable, he kind of looks like Santa Claus, and you see him in nurseries and kindergartens, you know, with the animals and the rainbows. And in fact, what Galit noticed is that he is actually a very deeply flawed and problematic character. And as such, the character of Noach serves as a kind of symbol or signpost to all the future generations of humanity, in that, just like Noach, we all have this incredible potential to do great things. But look around. We don't quite live up to that potential, do we? There are so many innocent lives that are in danger in this world right now, and we don't do as much as we could to save life. We don't do as much as we can to stand up for justice. And that's why the story of Noach, just like everything else in the Torah, as I often teach, it's a mirror. Hold it up to the world and look around, and suddenly the story of Noach begins to make a lot more sense. Now, it's interesting. The Parsha opens up with that line, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedorotav, that he was this tamim tzadik, this righteous man bedorotav, which means what? In his generations. And of course, Rashi, the great medieval commentator, famously points out, it says he was a righteous man, a tzaddik, bedorotav. Let's face it, his generations were not very impressive. So by comparison, yeah, he looked like a tzaddik, but if he had lived in another generation, it wouldn't have been much at all. Slam, huh? So you can see the rabbis weren't all that impressed with the character of Noach. But there's something that is a problem in the text, and that's what I want to start with today. He's called a tzaddik. A tzaddik is a loaded, powerful term in Judaism. A tzaddik is a righteous person. And when you go and, like, you know, especially when you get into more recent centuries, the idea of a tzaddik is kind of like, it's almost like what we would think of now as a guru. Right, there are these incredibly powerful human beings who have such amazing holiness that they exude with everything that they do and say. Noach is called a tzaddik. There's no accidents in the Torah. That's what Judaism wants us to understand. He's called a tzaddik, so we're supposed to really figure out why. And we get a wonderful response from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. He says, he actually looks at a different Rashi a little bit later on, and Rashi comments about the character of Noach, and Rashi explains that Noach was a man of limited faith. He said, limited faith. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak said, how is that? How could you call him a tzaddik? And then how could you then explain that he had limited faith? A tzaddik is definitionally somebody who doesn't have limited faith. How could you say such a thing? So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak explains it in the following way. He said, there are actually two kinds of tzaddikim. Two kinds of great righteous human beings in the world. One is called a tzaddik gamor, a complete tzaddik. That person, just like all tzaddikim, is defined by their quality of humility. They understand themselves to be a servant of God, but in understanding that they are a servant of God only, there is great power and insight from that role of being a servant of God. So when a tzaddik prays on behalf of the people, on behalf of the world, a tzaddik is so powerful, a tzaddik gamor, that their prayers can rise heavenward and change the plan and change the order of creation even. That's how powerful a tzaddik is. And he even quotes, there's a midrashic line that where God asks, who rules over me? The tzaddik rules over me. That's quite a statement about a tzaddik. That's a tzaddik gamor. But then, said Rabbi Levi, there's another kind of tzaddik. And that is a tzaddik who also is defined by incredible humility, but that humility becomes overwhelming. To be so humble as to say in the world, who am I? Who am I in this world? I'm nothing. Who am I that I have any power to do anything at all? And that was Noach. That's the kind of tzaddik he was. He had all of the potential to do it all, Galit, right? That's what he could do. But he was so humble that he thought, well, you know, and this is what he explained. Noach thought, well, God asked me to do this, and I'm a nobody, so I'm sure God asked lots of other people to also put animals in their own arks all over the world. So I'm not going to say anything else. I'm not going to do anything else, because who am I anyway? That was his great downfall, according to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. He was too humble, and he didn't think that he was enough. He didn't think he was righteous enough. He didn't think that he was powerful enough. He didn't believe that he had that potential so powerfully within him. And that was his great downfall. It's a very interesting explanation, isn't it? But what I find interesting about that is what he's teaching is a tzaddik is a tzaddik. A person who is righteous has, no matter what, if God can call you a tzaddik, you can truly change the world. And he had that power. Noach did. But he didn't do something that Avraham did. And that's what Galit also talked about today. What did Avraham have that Noach didn't have? He had one word, chutzpah. He did have the chutzpah to rise above his own humility and say, what gives, God? How could you do this? How could you do something that where potentially innocent people and creatures would suffer? And that's the big difference. Noach didn't have the imagination. He didn't have the vision, and he didn't have the chutzpah to do this. What I love about Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's teaching is that he takes the idea of a tzaddik, of this righteous great man, this guru, and he radically democratizes it through his teaching. He's saying, actually, any of us could be potentially a tzaddik. Any of us. It's not just these divinely chosen biblical characters. Any of us has this potential to go out and to change the will of God. It's there. It lives within each and every one of us. You just have to have the chutzpah to do it. You know, we're living in a time now, thousands and thousands of years after Noach, the floodwaters are rising again, aren't they, folks? We are going to fail like Noach if we don't have the chutzpah to speak out, not only just to question God, but to question each other about why we're letting this happen. Look around at the world now. Look around at our society. We see there's a word that comes up in the Parsha, Hamas. It's also the name of a terrorist organization. But it also what it means is violent, corrupt people and systems and institutions that violently take, that rob us because it's run by corrupt, selfish people. Huh. Sounds kind of familiar. There's Hamas in this world as well. We fail, just like Noach, if we don't have the chutzpah to call it out, and we don't have the chutzpah to act on it. Lucky for us, though, we're not just descendants of Noach. We are descendants of Avraham. We, the Jewish people, have chutzpah written into our DNA, our spiritual DNA. And that's why we are all called upon. This is our hour. This is our moment to recognize that we have this birthright and we have this extraordinary potential, each and every one of us, to partner with God and to make true what it really means to be a tzaddik in this world. It's not just an individual great people. It's every single one of us who are being called at this time to rise above our own insecurity, to rise above our own apathy and our own fears and put what's right above it all. You want to see the world a better and different place? The message ultimately of Parshat Noach is, you know who it's up to? You and nobody else. Don't assume anybody else is going to also do the right thing. It's on you, and you alone, to have the chutzpah to stand up and start to change the world for the better. May we do so speedily and in good time, and may we make this world a blessing. And let's all say, Amen.
Amen.
We continue now with the Chatzikdash before Musaf, page 100.